Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, email, Google+. Simple ways that you can share Issues Etc. programs with your friends, relatives, and fellow parishioners. Just go to Listen on Demand Archives at issuesetc.org and look for the share feature images posted beneath each audio segment. You're only one click away from telling someone about Issues Etc. The Listen on Demand page at issuesetc.org and look for Share This.
To believe that LGBTQ people deserve to be massacred and that they are less than in this society. And he wasn't just hearing these messages from a faraway terrorist organization. He was hearing it from politicians and from radical anti-LGBTQ extremists right here in our own country. Every time we hear a preacher that spews hate from the pulpit, every time a county clerk says that acknowledging our relationships violates her religious beliefs, it sends a signal that LGBT people should be treated differently and that we are less than.
The voice of Chad Griffin, president of the Human Rights Campaign, among the first voices to intimate and eventually just come out and say that Christians, probably more than Islam or radicalized ideas of Islam or even poor gun control laws or something like that, were to blame for the Orlando attack where 50 people died and many others were wounded. Does it make sense to blame Christians for the Orlando attack? Joining us to answer that question, Mary Tillotson. She's a freelance writer in Michigan. She's author of a recent column for The Federalist titled Why It's Idiotic to Blame Christians for the Orlando Attack. Mary, welcome to Issues Etc.
Hey, thanks for having me.
There's a lot of blame being passed around with regard to the Orlando shooting. Who's really responsible?
I think if we're going to assign blame, then it makes sense to blame the person who had the gun and did the shootings. But on top of that, we have a whole culture that encourages this kind of violence, and that culture also has some culpability for the blame. But at the same time, as Christians, we're going to leave the culpability and all of that sorting out to God. God knows the family history and the background and the cultural history and all of the different people who had, you know, negative influences on the shooter's life, and he knows what was going on in the shooter's heart, and God is the only one who can really know exactly where all of the culpability lies. But if we're going to assign blame to an individual, it makes sense to assign blame to the individual that had the gun in his hands and shot people.
So by what leap of logic or illogic are we finding people like members of the ACLU and others blaming Christians for what happened to Orlando?
Well, Christians have been politically active and outspoken in promoting marriage as the union of one man and one woman. And obviously that's at odds with an understanding of marriage that could include two men or two women. So Christians have opposed legislation that would allow two men or two women to get married. And the leap of logic, the part that doesn't quite make sense, is then assuming Christians hate these people and want to kill them and think it's okay to kill them. Christians don't think it's okay to just kill people for reasons like this, and Christians don't hate. Christians can see the distinction between disagreeing with somebody's lifestyle, disagreeing with somebody's perspective, acknowledging that somebody else's lifestyle and actions are sinful, and not hating them. There's a distinction there that Christians can make, and it seems like a lot in the secular left are unable to see that distinction.
Where is Islam? Where does it fit? Because obviously we're dealing with a shooter who had some affinity for Islam.
Right.
And who, at least according to the latest unredacted FBI transcripts of his 911 call, made a strong association between that affinity for Islam and what he was about to do.
I think it makes sense that as the shooter was pretty explicit about his allegiance to ISIS, and ISIS has been pretty explicit about calling for these kinds of attacks and even like claimed responsibility or was commended the attack afterward. And it seems that it makes sense to assume that there's some connection given that there's all of this explicit, you know, you don't have to look hard to see this kind of connection. And but that said, I think it also makes sense to understand that there are distinctions within Islam. And I'm not an Islamic scholar, But I do know that, you know, when I see somebody at the grocery store who is wearing a headscarf, I am not going to go up to her and blame her for this kind of thing. You know, as we see in basically every major world religion, there are different groups. So will it make sense to draw the connection to the radical Islam, the ISIS? It doesn't make sense to lay the blame at the feet of every individual who is connected with Islam.
Is there, you mentioned this before, kind of the association of Christianity's advocacy for marriage, and in the case of Orthodox Christianity, its willingness to still say that homosexuality is, in the eyes of God, still a sin like every other sin that everyone commits, like Christians commit as well. Is there an inconsistency in Christians saying, look, we want marriage to remain between a man and a woman, and we want to continue to believe that homosexuality is a sin like all the others? Is there an inconsistency between that and Christians saying, but we also want to show love and compassion for LGBT people?
There's not an inconsistency in the Christian belief here, because our understanding of sin isn't just, like, it's, we believe that sins are wrong, but they're also wrong, like, based on our understanding of the human person. And, like, if I go kill someone, that's obviously bad for that person and for their family, but it's also bad for me, because it's forming me into a bad person and is encouraging bad habits and encouraging states of mind that don't respect other people. And it just, it goes against how I was made and how God made me. So we don't just, sin isn't just a bad, icky thing that we don't want to deal with. Sin is bad for me to commit a sin. And if someone else is living a life that's contrary to the way God made them and the way God made all of us, then it's bad for them. And also, out of love for them, we want what's good for them, and we don't want them to sin. It's bad for them on a human temporal kind of level, and it's also bad for them on an eternal level, because their salvation is at stake. So it's really out of love that Christians try to avoid sin and try to encourage others to avoid sin.
Mary Tillotson is our guest. We're talking about blaming Christians for the Orlando shootings on this Thursday afternoon, June the 23rd. When we come back, a few more minutes with her, then we're going to be talking with Pastor Brian Ketchelmeyer, our regular series, Christ in the Old Testament. Today, Psalm 16, You Will Not Abandon My Soul. Mary Tillotson is a freelance writer in Michigan and author of a recent column for The Federalist titled, Why It's Idiotic to Blame Christians for the Orlando Attack. We'll be right back.
Others talk. We have something to say. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Wildwood, Missouri is a proud sponsor of Issues, Etc. And if you enjoy the relevant, Christ-centered teachings presented on this program, then you should come and join us at St. Paul's on Sundays at 9 a.m., where you will hear sermons that proclaim Jesus Christ and Him crucified for our sins, and enjoy in-depth Bible studies to help us grow as disciples. For more information, check us out at stpaullutheranwildwood.org.
Issues, Etc. is listener-supported. We rely on you for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Now, if you appreciate Issues, Etc., please consider making a tax-deductible gift today. You can make a secure online contribution at issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make your check payable to Issues, Etc. and send it to Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for your support.
Welcome back to Issues, Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're talking about blaming Christians for the Orlando attack. Mary Tillotson is our guest, a freelance writer in Michigan and author of a recent column for The Federalist titled, Why It's Idiotic to Blame Christians for the Orlando attack. A little bit later, we're going to be spending some time with Pastor Brian Ketchelmeyer, pastor of Redeemer Lutheran Church in Los Alamos, New Mexico. Our regular series with him is Christ in the Old Testament. Will be in Psalm 16, You Will Not Abandon My Soul. Mary, before the break, you were talking a little bit about how Christians desire to show compassion for LGBT people, in spite of the fact that if they hold fast to biblical teaching, they still have to recognize these things as sinful, just like sins of that everyone else commits. Contrast that, if you would, with the response of, well, people who live where generally Islam and Sharia law hold sway. What do we see there?
Yeah, as I said, I'm not an Islamic scholar, and I also don't want to put all Muslims or everyone associated with Islam in one category, because that's wrong. But we do see ISIS throwing people off buildings because they're gay, and that's entirely different from how a Christian response would be. Christians would say, these actions are wrong, but I care about you, and that's why I'm trying to tell you this, and why we want you to understand what marriage is and live marriage that way.
Is there an end to this? In other words, I mean, we see it quite clearly, Mary, and it's quite obvious to us that the dots that are so easy to connect, this man's association with Islam, his apparent radicalization under the influence of that ideology, and anything else that may go in there, the dots are pretty easy to connect. Do you eventually see this kind of dying down and at least the media and the kind of the popular voices and culture finally saying, okay, we know why this happened, this Orlando shooting?
I'm not sure. I could kind of see it going either way. I think the main thing is going to be whether people can see the distinction between different kinds of Islam. And because on the one hand, we don't want to say all Muslims are responsible for terrorism, but on the other hand, it also doesn't make sense to pretend there's no connection at all. And I think if people can see that distinction, then we'll have a better, more accurate news, and people will be able to understand how to make the connection with Islam without, you know, being Islamophobic.
Do you think that Christians can live down? I mean, some people are saying, well, you know, Christianity's got a PR problem, and what we need to do is we need to bend over backwards to show that we're not homophobic when it comes to things like the Orlando shooting. And maybe we should kind of lighten up on our position about homosexuality being a sin like all others. What do you say?
Well, it's not really our position in a sense. Christianity isn't a philosophy that some smart people got together and chatted about things and came up with this idea. Christianity, we believe that God came down and became a human being and told us. And as I mentioned, like, we believe the laws of morality are similar to the laws of physics. Like, they're just true, and it's something that's true about the world. So if we see airplanes crashing all over because the people who built them don't understand how gravity works, then what we should do is try to explain to them how gravity works and not encourage them in their belief that gravity works differently. And in the same way, it's not that I personally decided that I don't like this thing, and so I'm going to call it a sin. Our belief is this is part of the way the world works. This is how God made people, and this is objectively true about reality. And it doesn't really make sense to encourage a false understanding of reality. It makes more sense to try to encourage an accurate understanding of reality.
Mary Tillotson is a freelance writer in Michigan. She is author of a recent column for The Federalist titled, Why It's Idiotic to Blame Christians for the Orlando Attack. You can read it for yourself at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Mary, thanks for your time.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.